Now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Helpable.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Well, you may be able to hear those sleigh bells a-jingling, because here on the west coast of Canada, we got a big dump of snow. It's not unusual for us to have snow during the winter. Snows come and go. They always leave a little bit later than we hope they will. But they do confuse us, because most of us just live in denial and will not put winter tires on our cars. So the streets are kind of a skating rink. The cars are kind of like those little pucks that you knock around on one of those table hockey games. And it's an exciting time for us here. And there's an exciting hour ahead of us as we bring you great Celtic music, starting out with Hermitage Green and Aisling.
She floods my mind, controls my life, always by my side. She won't talk, but she never stops. My Aisling, she turns a screw, allows me to think. It's never come loose, I push her away, don't want her to leave. My Aisling, you've been with everyone. Turn you down. Next time, now and before, I tried hard to ignore. But catch me with the cats, I'm frozen in a trance. So let her name ring clear, Aisling, my dear.
Patricia Fraser.
traveling north, tall stray pines, ghost white birch on the Hanover line, red tile roofs, a lone blue kite, it's barely tethered in the silver light. It's the time of memory, the season of mercy, following out the thread, humming the tune in my head, just out of reach, always just out of reach. Entering radio silence in a train car of sound, do dark-eyed children look up and then down? You buy a strong coffee, I consider the miles. Will I be remembered as the woman who smiled? It's the time of memory, the season of mercy, following out the just out of reach, always just out of reach. Remember, here at the edge of November, with all we've gained and lost, do I love my life enough to brave it? Do I love my life enough to save it? Where does this train stop? Red tail honk makes a perfect arc. A silent owl glides in the dark. The car fills with light. That was all that it took. It was already there before I thought to look. Memory, the season of mercy, following out the thread, humming the tune in my head, just out of reach, always just out of reach, always just out of reach.
And according to Carrie Newcomer, it's the season of mercy. And that has Natalie Haas on cello. Now here's Searson. They have a new album out called Stars Above the Farm. They're an Eganville, Ontario family, and they're on the road to Hindford.
Thank you. one, two. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Surely you must be listening to another Celtic soundcheck. Check, check, check.
The best in Celtic music. Best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
December 18th at the St. James Hall, it's a cool Yule with Fandango. Fandango's music is punchy, driving, and rhythmically inventive, combining a wealth of musical influences while maintaining a strong root in the gypsy jazz made famous by Django Reinhardt and the 1930s Quintet of the Hot Club of France. A huge success when they perform the show at the St. James Hall at Christmas over the past 3 years. They will come armed with copies of their Christmas CD for anyone wanting to take home some of that spirit of Christmas. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747. Or log on to Celtic-Connection.com. Stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com, where you find, oh, so much, interviews, reviews, charts, the whole schmear, and CalcapyRate.com, where you find a playlist for today's show and links to some of the artists. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Oh, once I was a waiting man, I lived a life of ease. Now I am a mariner who ploughs the angry seas. I've always loved seafaring life, I bid my love adieu. As the ship disturbed and cut me boys aboard the Kangaroo. I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as we sailed away through Milford Bay aboard the Kangaroo. Oh, think of me, oh, think of me, she mournfully did say, when you were in some foreign land and I am far away. Take this lucky tuppenny bit, it'll help you keep in mind the loving, trusting, faithful heart that you left in tears behind. Cheer up, my own true love, don't weep so bitterly. She sobbed, she sighed, she choked, she cried, and she would not let me be. I won't be gone for very long, it's but a month or two. And when did I return again? Of course I'll visit you. Still I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as we sailed away through Milford Bay aboard the Kangaroo. Now our good ship, she was homeward bound, for many's a foreign shore, and many's a foreign present unto my love I bore. I brought tortoises from Tenerife, and toys from Timbuktu, a China rat and a Bengal cat and a Bombay cockatoo. Paid off, I sought her dwelling on the lane above the town, as an ancient dame upon the line was hanging out her gown. Where is my love? She's vanished, sir, about 6 months ago, with a sharp young man that drives the van for Chapman Son and Co. Still I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as we sailed away through Milford Bay aboard the Kangaroo. My love, she is no foolish girl, her age it is to score. My love, she is no spinster, she's been married twice before. I cannot say it was her wealth that stole my heart away. She's a washer in a laundry for 1 and 9 a day. Here's a health to dreams of married life, to soap, suds and blue, hearts true love and patent starch and washing soda too. I'll go unto some foreign shore, I can no longer stay, and with some china hot and tot, I'll throw myself away. Well, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as we sailed away through Milford Bay aboard the Kangaroo. Well, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as we sailed away through Milford Bay aboard the Kangaroo.
Thank you. girl on the old seamount. Some birds fly into this fall, asleep to the beating of their wings. The wind sings, the wind sings. See that babe at her mother's breast. If I could, I'd take my
Donovan used to be with Crooked Stills, and she's from the United States. That's from her second solo album. It's about Stanley Park. Now, our producer, Cal Cote, and I took a little tour around Stanley Park here in Vancouver a few weeks ago. It is on the edge of English Bay. It's a remarkably beautiful place. You can be marching through the woods, surrounded by nature, and you turn the corner, and all of a sudden, above the tree line, you see apartment buildings. It's astonishing. It's a beautiful place. Thanks, Effie, for appreciating it. Before that, Bruce Coughlin and the Kangaroo. Now, those of you who might be connected to social media might have seen a little YouTube video of a man in Australia punching a kangaroo who was attacking his dog. There are many thoughts on this, but I figure he was on a hunting trip. He probably had a gun, and yet he chose to just walk up to this 7-foot kangaroo and punch him in the face to let go of his dog. So I say, probably a good thing. But Bruce Coughlin wrote about another kangaroo entirely, which was a ship back in the 1840s. Now here's the Mahones and the Girl with Galway Eyes.
I met a girl with Galway eyes. It comes as no surprise. The eyes that tell no lies are the girl with Galway eyes. You're the girl with Galway eyes. I met her down Queen Street West. Yeah, right away I knew that she was the best. Then I passed her test. I was waiting on the sidelines for my girl with Galway eyes. Yeah, Missy, a hooligan, all the rest, and the girl who would go away eyes. You're my girl with go away eyes. Hey. Yeah. Whoa. I met a girl with go away eyes. It comes as no surprise, yeah. Girl's now my wife. Yeah, she's my girl with Galway eyes. She's my girl with Galway eyes. You're my girl with Galway eyes. You're my girl. Oh,
was a five-part slip jig. A little bit of the blues in that mouth music. That was The Unwanted. Kathy Jordan of Dervish has a side project with a couple of other great artists. That was Amphis Fluch. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, and we promise more great Celtic coming up right to the top of the hour. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Hey world, this is Michael Franti.
This is Kanan.
Ho-ho in the dark.
Gogo Bordello.
Hi, I'm Natasha Atlas.
Greetings, this is Daniel Stevens.
Justin Adam.
This is Steve Riley of the Mamu Playboys.
Talvin Singh, you're listening to Free Range Radio.
Steve Berlin.
Cesar Rosas.
We're from Los Lobos, and you've discovered music with no borders and no boundaries.
This is Gal Cote, the best artist in the world. Come home to World Beat Canada. Join me for a ride on the global side with World Beat Canada Radio.
Thank you.
de reste où qu'il passe. Il nous glisse entre les doigts en laissant partout ses traces. En rides sur les visages, en usure sur les pavés, ou en fuite sur les nuages. Il ne s'arrête jamais. Il ne s'arrête jamais. Jamais.
Breton Celtic Rockers put out three albums. The third is Time Factory. That was Le Temps, The Time. Before that, Pete Bog Fairies and Dunvegh. Now here's the Lead Farmers. They know how to plant it. Row by row.
Going back to the tide. Moving back and forth, hiding stones and cries. Louder than you think, louder than a wave. Digging tools and strings is how they make their way. So it starts with one big heave, bit by bit, sweat and cold, off they go. Once more, they dig deep till they hit a stone. Or so it seemed, yes, it seemed, yes, they thought they struck gold. Open up your mind so you see the tide. Moving back and forth, high as souls in Christ.
Celts, the Scottish Celts of Halifax and Nova Scotia, especially Cape Breton, kept alive the Scottish traditional music for many years when it was more or less forgotten in Scotland or turned aside as being too old-fashioned. And from that great tradition come the MacDonald sisters, Cassie and Maggie. That was Shalach. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, where we deliver the very best Celtic. I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Kilt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day.
Our Cosmic Celtic Play for today is The Flying Cloud by Jim Murray. But first, this thought to ponder for Bryant H. McGill. Courtesy is a silver lining around the dark clouds of civilization. It is the best part of refinement and, in many ways, an art of heroic beauty in the vast gallery of man's cruelty and baseness.
My name is William Hollander, as you shall understand. I was born in the county of Waterford, in Erin's lovely land. I am at the age of 17, the beauty upon me shone. And I was my parents' pride and joy, I being their only son. My father bound me to a trade in Waterford's fair town. For he's tied me to a butcher there by the name of Billy Brown. And I wore the bloody apron for 3 long years or more, till I shipped on board the Ocean Queen belonging to Tremor. When I arrived at Bermuda's Isle, I met with Captain the commander of the Flying Cloud, all out of Baltimore. And he's asked me if I'd sail with him on a slaving voyage to go to the balmy shores of Africa, where the sugar canes do grow. Well, all went well till we arrived on Africa's where 500 of those poor slaves from their native homes we tore. And we chained them up together and we flung them down below, where scarce 18 inches to a man, 'twas all they had to show. But then the plague and the fever came on board, took half of them. So we dragged the bodies up on deck and we flung them in the sea. I thought it might have been better for the rest of them if they'd have died as well, not to fear the lash nor feel the chain in Cuba forevermore. Well, now our money is all gone and we must sail again. So Captain Moore came up on deck and he said unto us men, you know there's gold and silver to be had if with me you'll remain. Come, let's fly the pirate flag aloft and go sail the Spanish Main. All agreed, three young men, so we sent them on the shore. Two of them were Boston boys, and the third's from Baltimore. Now I wish to God I'd joined those men when they were set on shore. But I chose a wild and a reckless life, serving under Captain Moore. 'Cause we robbed, we plundered, many's the ship down on the Spanish Main, causing many's the widow mourn in sorrow to remain. But to the crews we showed no mercy, we dealt them a watery grave. For the saying of our captain is, dead men tell no tales. And pursued we were by many's the ship, by frigate till at length the man of war, the Dungeness, hove in view. And we fought till Captain Moore was slain, and 50 of our men. Then their chain shot tore our mainmast down, we were forced to
of Calcopirate Communications. Our producer is Cal Cote. We are going to go out on Les Finnegan and More or Less Happy. And I hope that for all of you. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Communications.